And then, as Fred watched, Connie's hard features melted and faded into softness and into Donna Hawthorne's face. He snapped off the tape again, sat puzzled. I don't get it, he thought. It's, what do they call that, like a goddamn dissolve, a film technique. Fuck, what is this? Pre-editing for TV viewing? By a director using special visual effects? Again, he ran the tape back, then forward. When he first came to the alteration in Connie's features, he then stopped the transport, leaving the hologram filled with one freeze frame. He rotated the enlarger, all the other cubes cut out. One huge cube formed from the previous eight. A single nocturnal scene. Bob Arctor unmoving in his bed, the girl unmoving beside him. Standing, Fred walked into the hollow cube, into the three-dimensional projection, and stood close to the bed to scrutinize the girl's face. Halfway between, he decided. Still half Connie, already half Donna. I better run this over to the lab, he thought. It's been tampered with by an expert. I've been fed fake tape. Who by? He wondered. He emerged from the hollow cube, collapsed it, and restored the small eight ones. Still sat there, pondering. Somebody faked in Donna, superimposed over Connie. Forged evidence that Arctor was laying the Hawthorne girl. Why? As a good technician can do with either audio or videotape, and now, as witness, with holotapes. Hard to do, but if this was a click-on, click-off interval scan, he thought, we'd have a sequence showing Arctor in bed with a girl he probably never did get into bed and never will, but there it is on the tape. Or maybe it's a visual interruption or breakdown electronically, he pondered. What they call printing, hollow printing, from one section of the tape storage to another. If the tape sits too long, if the recording gain was too high initially, it prints across. Geez, he thought. It printed Donna across from a previous or later scene, maybe from the living room. I wish I knew more about the technical side of this, he reflected. I'd better acquire more background on this before jumping the gun. Like another AM station filtering in, interfering. Crosstalk, he decided. Like that, accidental. Like ghosts on a TV screen. Functional, a malfunction. A transducer opened up briefly. Again, he rolled the tape. Connie again, and Connie it stayed. And then, again, Fred saw Donna's face melt back in, and this time, the sleeping man beside her in the bed, Bob Arctor, woke up after a moment and sat up abruptly, then fumbled for the light beside him. The light filled to the floor, and Arctor was staring on and on at the sleeping girl, at sleeping Donna. When Connie's face seeped back, Arctor relaxed, and at last he sank back and again slept, but restlessly. Well, that shoots down the technical interference theory, Fred thought, printing or crosstalk. Arctor saw it too. Woke up, saw it, stared, then gave up. Christ, Fred thought, and shut off the equipment before him entirely. I guess that's enough for me for now, he declared, and rose shakily to his feet. I've had it. Saw some kinky sex, did you? The scramble suit asked. Well, you'll get used to this job. I never will get used to this job, Fred said. You can make book on that.